Lula?
Al? I was born down there on the main road, 21st day of March, 1919.
Do you by any chance remember your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Rachel Reed. Well, she was real strict, and she went barefooted most of the time. They wore red handkerchiefs on their head back then, and they wore a clean apron when they went anywhere. It wasn't just one you wore around and cooked, and they'd put a clean apron on to wear when they went out to Cherokee or wherever. She cooked on the fireplace. They loved sweet potatoes, baked sweet potatoes, or cornbread. They'd get a cast iron pot with a lid, and you put your cornbread in there and put it over a set of coals, hot coals, put the lid on there, and then you had a thing that took the lid off. And that's the way you baked your cornbread, just on the fire, on a bunch of coals. Or you cooked your beans and stuff on the fireplace back then. Nowadays, it's pinto beans. I think back then it was more of October bean. We ate wild meat, like squirrel and rabbits and groundhogs and possum and all that. That's the only kind of meat that we had. You boil it, then after it's skinned, of course, the squirrels and possum and the groundhogs, you skin them and then cut them up and boil them, and then you put them in a roasting pan or something, and you really put hot pepper in, takes the wild taste out. Or you can go out here and get spice wood, put in, and that'll take out the wild flavor. It blooms yellow. And that makes tea. If you didn't have coffee or nothing back then, we used it for tea. You didn't go out to the store to buy stuff. You just had to depend on the mountains and the berries and stuff. You eat a lot of wild mushrooms, wild greens. So Jenny and poke and creases and
branch lettuce.
Bean salad that grows up in the mountains. You had to go to the mountains to get a lot of your food. They made a long time ago a lot of stacked pies with apples. We dried a lot of apples. We had our own apples back then. Today, nobody has their own apples. You dried them. You put them out on a clean sheet, a white cloth, and on a little stand outside, and dry them. And you take them in every night, and take them back out every morning. And then you sacked them up, and then you cooked them in the wintertime and made your wheat bread, biscuit bread, and you put a layer of biscuit bread and then a layer of apples. Cooked apples on there, and we called it stack pie. Make gravy. We used a lot of tomato gravy, water gravy, cornmeal gravy. We had cornmeal gravy, water gravy. If you didn't have milk, you used water. Thing is, we stayed in boarding school. They had a farm, and we had a lot of beans, I guess, pinto beans, and they'd have these big old steam pots. And they'd cook food in them, and I remember breakfast now, a big old pan about this big of scrambled eggs. But we stayed hungry, it seemed like, most of the time. We just ate twice a day.
That's what I told her. We didn't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No.
You had breakfast, and then another
you
meal. So everybody
you
went
had
to bed early.
And if you ate potatoes at one meal, then you ate another, like beans at another meal. You didn't have them both at the same time. I can remember one time that we didn't have nothing to eat but a potato. You know, you could raise your own potatoes back then. I don't know how they did that and all that. But.
And did you go off to church as a family?
Not really. I think I know my daddy went because he was, they had an Indian class. And these old men would read out of the Indian, they had an Indian Bible. And I often wonder what they ever done with them Indian Bibles a long time ago.
Yeah, the old ones.
Yeah, the old.
And Bibles that were written in Cherokee shortly after the syllabary was invented. that they started translating into Cherokee.
On Sunday after church, we go home after church, and the porch would be full of people, and they stayed for lunch. And I don't know how my parents fed all of them. They never left till after lunch. Well, they just came. You wasn't invited. They always visited. And like if a person needed a home built, all the neighbors would come in, and you don't see people today helping people. They'd come in and put up a house in no time. And that was just all on the material from the mountains. It wasn't nothing that was bought. Like the boards that they covered a house with, they made them. So that
shingles,
was all free.
Wood shingles, they call them now.
But the house, going back to raising 12 children, it was just one big room and a kitchen, a lean-to kitchen. And then they finally got enough stuff, I guess, to build another extra bedroom on the end. You didn't have much cover when it snowed, and the snow would come in through the roof of the house or whatever. And another thing, I carried my babies on my back. Every one of my babies was I carried on my back. And I went around with the baby on my back, a cleaning house, and then when I went to sleep, I'd just go lay it on the bed. We didn't have a baby bed or nothing like that.
Car seats.
And put a quilt by them. And we didn't use mattresses either. We had, straw. They have a new stack of straw. And you fill this big old tick with new straw, and boy, you thought you had a new bed. Mm-hmm. And when that new straw come in, and you could make your own bed, you out of wood, and you didn't have springs, I don't guess. And you had a little old mill that you'd grind your own corn to make bread or whatever. We call them the good old days. I tell you, the young people today, I don't think could ever take what we went through, even when I was raising my children. That's why we like it today. And we didn't have no bills either. I miss them days. Back then, you got out and worked. I started working about 1943. Well, when I started working at the hospital, I didn't know that kind of food. I had to learn Jell-O and all that stuff was. I learned by doing, not by books. Back then, there was no child care. I had a girl that stayed with me 3 days a week to keep the two little ones when I worked. And that was $1 a day for her. But I bought a house and land for $350. When I first started working. But I had good friends, and they loaned me the money, and they did it. They said, you pay it back, but don't ask where it come from. And I paid it back. If you don't have friends, well, you just can't make it. There was no welfare, there was no commodity food. I didn't depend on nothing. You work for it. See, we raised our own beans. We didn't have to go buy them. And then we'd cook them and put them in a big old barrel and put salt on them and water and put a big rock on them. And if you had roasting ears, you boil them and put them in there, and you'd have pickled corn. Then you'd let that sour. And then you'd eat that in the wintertime.
They still do that. Look, where's your pickled beans? I'll get a charge.
You can take that home with you. Every time somebody comes, they got to go with something.
You don't come to her house unless you leave with something.
Unless you leave with something.